This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi, which will not only improve quality of life of the people but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with the objective of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudam Temple and beautification and redevelopment works of parks. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankar Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagatguru Sri Shankar Vijendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kanchi Kamkoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. He cited the establishment of over 5,500 Ayushman Arogya temples in Purvanchal in the last 10 years, which have made medicines more affordable, reducing average spending on drugs by 25%. During the event, the Kanchi Shankaracharya lauded Prime Minister Modi's developmental efforts. The AJSU party, an ally of the NDA in Jharkhand, released its first list of 8 candidates for the assembly elections in the state. Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato will contest from Sili constituency, while senior leader Lambodar Mahato was given the Gomia assembly seat. This decision was taken in party parliamentary board meeting in Ranchi. As per the seat sharing formula of NDA, All Jharkhand Students Union Party will contest 10 seats, JDU 2 and Chirag Paswan led LJP Ram Vilas 1, while BJP will field candidates in the remaining 68 seats. Elections to 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in two phases on November 13th and 20th. Counting of votes will be undertaken on November 23rd. Kashmir Valley hosted the first ever international marathon in Srinagar yesterday. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah flagged off the marathon from Polo View in the city last morning. Over 1,700 runners from across the country and 12 foreign nations participated in the 42-kilometer full marathon and 21-kilometer half marathon. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha facilitated the winners of the marathon. Speaking on the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor congratulated all the winners and participants. He lauded the efforts of the Tourism Department, Jammu and Kashmir Police, Security Forces, Youth Services and Sports Department and all other stakeholders for the massive success of the event. The 27th All India Forest Sports Meet concluded yesterday in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. The host state emerged as the overall champion, securing a total of 174 medals. Kerala claimed second place with 103 medals, while Madhya Pradesh finished third with 88 medals. And that's the end of this news bulletin.